Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 25 of Blissen Up. So last week on the podcast, I shared about the power of changing identities, specifically when you're trying to change something about your life, like you're trying to achieve a certain goal or desire, or you're trying to change an outcome or something about your personality that you feel does not serve you anymore. There's power in being able to change your identity. Now, if you didn't listen to the episode, I think it's a great one, so I encourage you to listen to it. But the Cliff Notes version of it is I was talking about myself because I have had personality traits or identities in the past that I have realized at some point aren't serving me anymore. And I've had to change them or overcome them or kind of modify them in order to step into the next version of myself, right? Like in order to move forward and bridge the gap of where I am and where I'm trying to go. And specifically, last week I was talking about this fire drill persona that I have had for many, many years, in which I tend to procrastinate things to the last minute or kind of like not work on things that I maybe should have been working on from before and, you know, live in urgent and important mode, which can kind of feel like you're always in a crisis. And I really wanted to step out of that. So I talked about that in the episode. And I cannot tell you how many people have reached out to me to tell me, oh my God, I totally have a fire drill persona and I have to change that about myself. I totally need to get out of fire drill mode, and that episode helped me so much, which is amazing. I'm so glad that it served you. And there's always an end. It made me think about this fact, which I think sometimes we tend to overlook. Whenever we feel like we are too much of one thing, we always feel like we need to be something else. Especially when we are overachievers, especially when we want to conquer the world, when we love personal development, when we are the kind of people that just always want to be improving, it's really easy to always be looking at our flaws and our weaknesses and thinking on ways that we can improve them. And I want to caution you on that, because as much as I love personal development and as much as I love evolution and always tackling my identities and improving and upgrading, I also see the flip side of the coin. And the flip side of the coin is that we could start to use tools against ourselves. I actually learned about this through my recent coaching program that I'm taking. My coach will give examples on certain things, right? Tools that we can use in our business, like things that we can do. And she'll give an example. She'll give an example of something she's done or an example of something one of her other clients has done. And she always, whenever she gives this example, she always says, now, listen, this is not meant to be something that you use against yourself. Meaning, our tendency is to hear something like, oh, that sounds amazing. And then the next thought is, and that's why I can't do the thing because I don't have the skill set or I don't have X, Y, and Z that this other person has, and that's why their thing works and my thing doesn't work. So let's say, for example, that you want to start exercising and that someone tells you that the ideal way to exercise is to have consistency, right? To be a consistent person. And in your mind, the definition of consistency is someone that goes to the gym 5 days a week. So you start on, you know, going to the gym and then life gets busy and you only go one day that week. And you thought to yourself, well, in order for me to go to the gym, I need to be a consistent person. It would be easier to just stop going to the gym completely because you are not a consistent person than to say, well, I went one time last week and then I'm going to go one time this week and then maybe I'm going to try to go two times next week and develop consistency a little bit slowly, understanding that maybe that definition of consistency isn't an identity that you have 100% fully stepped into yet, but it is something that you are acquiring. So in your mind, you think, no, I must be a consistent person before I start working out, as opposed to I'm going to work out until I become a consistent person and then working out will become natural to me. So I don't know if that explains it correctly, but that's kind of the idea is we will think of a skill or we'll think of something. And then the next thought is because I am not that, I cannot participate or I cannot move this forward or I cannot do this thing because I would need to have it perfect before I can tackle it. And this is further exacerbated in this world of trying to create a one size fits all for people. Right. So in order to sell things, people want to make it easy. They want to make it doable. They want to make, you know, things simple. They want to simplify things for people. So what do they do? They create formulas. They create rules. They create little 5 steps to do this or 7 steps to do that. Or if you just do these 3 things, you'll be this thing. And everybody tries to simplify things and create formulas so that the person on the other end thinks that that thing is doable. But then what happens is that the person on the other end maybe doesn't have the skill set or the identity for one of the 3 steps. Or the person, like, life gets in the way and the person can't really fit that formula into their life. And then the next thought is, I can't do this thing. I cannot become this thing because I cannot follow that formula because I'm not like that. That's not what I am. And even if you listen to last week's episode and the thought is, oh, I could change my identity. I could change the way that I am. I don't have to be bound by being that thing. You could fall into the trap of thinking, I can't do X until I change my identity, until I become that thing. And that all of a sudden becomes this open loop that you have in your life, this, you know, never-ending open loop of I have to change my fire drill mentality. And then in the meantime, you have a fire drill mentality. So because you know that you need to change it, now it's open and you're not actually doing anything to change it, but you know you need to change it. So then you feel guilty and then you feel shame around it and then you don't do anything and you keep living in the fire drill mentality. And in your mind, you just keep waiting until you're going to become that thing. And I want to caution you against that. I don't want you ever to use our stories or examples or our podcast, my podcast, to use it against yourself. Because here's the thing. This life is a constant evolution. We are always growing. We are always changing. Your life is not meant to be a stagnant thing where you achieve and then you become and then that's it, because otherwise you die. It's a pendulum swing. You go to one side and you work on some stuff and then you go to the other side and you work on some stuff and you just swing back and forth and back and forth in this crazy life, using skills, developing skills, correcting, improving, testing, tweaking, changing, you know, reverting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as you chase the highest version of yourself. And there's more. Because sometimes while you're working on a different identity, you start to notice where parts of your original identity did serve you. They do work in your favor. So, to give you a very concrete example, I have been working so much on updating my fire drill identity, right? Changing that about myself because I have wanted to become a better leader. I've wanted to become a little more strategic, a little more organized. I've wanted to do things a little ahead of time. I want to be better at that thing. And then I record this podcast and I'm so proud of myself because I'm really like tackling this thing. And then I read a book by Rory Vaden. I think I've mentioned him before. I read a book called Procrastinate on Purpose. And I wanted to finish reading this book before my friend who lent me the book was going to go on this thing and she wanted to have the book with her. So I made it a point to get through that book very, very quickly. As I'm reading Procrastinate on Purpose, I'm learning certain things about time management, about productivity, and about when it's important to take action and when it's important to procrastinate. And I realize there are parts of my fire drill identity that work in my favor. There are parts of my fire drill identity that work in my favor, that serve me. And I've always felt like I need to eliminate that from my life. I think even in the last podcast, I may have even used the word eradicate, right? Because I was like, I want to eradicate fire drill mode from my life. I don't want to be this person anymore. And the reason for that was because there are certain times when having a fire drill mentality does not serve me. But in the podcast, I also said something else. And now that I'm looking at it in this light, it makes a lot of sense. I also said, man, sometimes it's hard for me to get out of fire drill mentality because that mentality has rewarded me. I'm rewarded by that mentality from time to time. As I'm reading Procrastinate on Purpose and I'm learning about the importance of procrastination in certain areas of your life, which again, this is, you know, it all comes full circle because in the past, I have talked about how I believe that you should procrastinate on things, but I always say procrastinate on worry, procrastinate on things that are not going to change the outcome of your life, procrastinate on things that don't really matter, right? Like I have used that in my world, but when I was reading it in this book and I'm like, looking at, you know, when to procrastinate and when not to procrastinate, there were certain things in the book that I had previously judged myself for in terms of procrastination. And this book gave me permission to continue procrastinating on those things just by showing me a different perspective, a different light. And I was like, wow, that is amazing, right? Now, does that mean that I'm going to go back to my fire drill identity? Absolutely not. Because the goal of the exercise is to correct the parts that are not serving you. And sometimes you do have to become somewhat extreme and overcorrect just so that you can change your baseline. And then the pendulum will swing back into the middle for a little while. That happened to me with eating healthy. For many years, I, and my husband did this too, we went to the absolute extreme of eating healthy. We cut out everything, all the sugar, all the junk food, all the processed food, all the non-whole ingredient foods. Like we went the complete extreme and were judged for it, quite frankly, quite a bit, because we were trying to change our baseline. And guess what? We did change our baseline. We changed our identity. We changed our taste buds. We changed how our relationship with food. We changed all these things. And then eventually, as the years went by and we, you know, my husband got to the weight that he could consistently maintain forever. We became consistent in our working out. We became consistent in our eating habits. Then the pendulum was able to swing a little bit towards the middle. And now we can engage in, you know, having cake at a birthday party if we feel so inclined, or make exceptions that we otherwise would not have made because we went through the trouble of being extreme for a little while, overcorrected, and then we're able to come back to normal, but bringing with us the parts of our identity that served us. So it is an important thing to be able to swing in one direction in the pendulum and try that on for size as you're changing things. But none of this works if you are using it against yourself. Because then what you're doing is you're thinking, if I'm not ready to go to that extreme, I'll do nothing at all. And I will stay in my loop that does not serve me. If I'm not ready to be consistent, or I'm not ready to change my identity completely, then you get stuck in where you are. And maybe even worse than that is when you're always thinking about the part of you that you have to change, and you're always thinking about what you need to improve, you may forget to acknowledge how far you've come. You may forget to notice what is working, to notice the identities you have changed, to notice the things that are serving you. And that is equally as detrimental. You know, I think about people and I'm like, when you have somebody that is very messy and chaotic, they need to be more organized and structured. But when you have someone who is too organized and structured, they need to be more spontaneous and lighthearted. If you have someone that lives in the present moment so much, it's a gift because they get to be present, but they may fail to plan for the future. But if you have someone who is always planning for the future, they forget to live in the present. There's always one part of our personality that serves us and gets us somewhere. And then that same personality could be something that prevents us from getting somewhere else. Furthermore, sometimes if we focus too much on our weaknesses, we fail to leverage our strengths. And if we focus too much on our strengths and take our strength to the extreme, sometimes those strengths can become our weaknesses. They can become our shadows. So it's really, again, the pendulum swing of going back and forward. And that pendulum swing is actually quite beautiful, because that work and that exercise is what keeps our neural pathways growing. It's what keeps us always evolving. It's what helps us create momentum in one area of our lives and then create momentum in another area of our lives. It keeps things exciting, and yet giving ourselves permission to acknowledge where we are also keeps us grounded, and it keeps us focused. And instead of, you know, always looking for the next best thing, it allows us to recognize what is working in our lives. So how do you figure this out, right? Like, how do you figure this out of what you should be working on and what you should be preserving and what side of the pendulum swing, you know, you're going towards? Well, that's one of the beautiful things about coaching, is that's what you do in life coaching. You have someone that can look outside of your fishbowl and can help you recognize the parts of your personality or the parts of your identity that you get to leverage and those that you get to change. And that's an amazing thing. But there's also a do-it-yourself way. And the do-it-yourself way is to treat your identity the same way you treat intentions. With this, and I'm going to go for it, I'm going to give you a little three-step formula, which is not meant for you to use against yourself, okay? But it is a simple way to look at this. And that is, you notice, you name, and you nurture. You notice what's working, what's not working, what is the part of your identity that you feel you need to improve on. Then you name it. I want to get out of fire drill mode for this reason. I want to be more consistent. I want to be a healthy eater. I want to be a better leader. You know, you name the thing. And then you nurture the habits, the actions, and the lifestyle that allows you to step into that identity. And when you nurture it, nurturing is gentle. To nurture is something gentle. It doesn't have to be extreme. When you nurture a habit and you nurture an identity, it's like you plant seeds towards it. You keep it front of mind. You become intentional about it. You look for help in regards to it. It doesn't have to be so all or nothing. It's something that you start becoming. And I think in last week's episode, when I talked about how when you start working towards something, one day you look up and you've like become that thing. I think that is from that nurture perspective. Because when you start nurturing a habit and start nurturing a lifestyle and start nurturing some things, whether it's extreme or not, like whether you go all in or not, you start nurturing, you become in the process. But if you only notice and name and you never nurture, then that's when you start using these things against yourself. You start using them to judge yourself and shame yourself, or to use those things as an excuse as to why you can't do what you want to do. So we're getting to the end of October. We are closing the loops of October. And as we work on closing our loops, I want you to take some time to notice. Notice what is serving you in your life. Notice how far you've come in 2024. Notice all of the successes that you've had, because I know there have been many, and they can be big or they can be small. If you've been grieving, maybe getting up and getting dressed and putting on makeup or brushing your teeth or just putting one foot in front of the other to get to work that day was a huge success. If you are achieving a goal and you are 75% done, that is a huge success. If you've participated in your life proactively and really planted seeds, even if you haven't seen 100% the outcomes, that is success. So notice what is working. Notice what you're successful at. And then notice what you need to be more intentional about. Maybe this fire drill persona has gotten the best of you and it has stopped serving you, and you know you need to get a little bit more strategic. Notice that. Name it. Name the intention. Name the intention for today. Name the intention for the month. Name your word for the year. Name it. What are you working towards? What is your North Star? And then nurture it. Nurture it with habits. Nurture it by setting up a game plan, by taking action, by executing. Nurture it by thinking about it, by changing your mindset around it. Nurture it even if it's not perfect. Even if it's not 100%. Nurture the identity of the person you want to become. And before you know it, you will see so many changes in your life. You will feel more grounded, and instead of feeling like you are always behind, you are not always behind. You are wonderful and valuable and worthy and good enough just the way you are. And there is always room to grow. Always room to grow. And of course, as soon as you have looked up and realized, oh, wow, I've really conquered this, it'll be time to name and notice and nurture a different habit. And that's totally okay. That's what the whole, what this whole life is about. It's the practice of being human. I hope this serves you today. I am getting ready on this special sacred Sunday to begin my 5-day fast. It's the last fast of 2024. We're starting at 2 p.m. today. So if you listen to this early this morning and you want to join us, you still can by going to www.rijuvafast.com and signing up. And you can also find the link on my show notes. And I'm personally going to use the next 5 days to name and notice and decide what I'm going to nurture in the last quarter of this year and into 2025. I hope you'll join me. Whether you join me or not, I will see you next Sunday, same time, same place, right here at Blissin' Up. Have a great one, everybody. See you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.